Democrat Max Rose announces comeback bid on Staten Island. By Jacob Bliss on December 6, 2021. New York Democrat former Representative Max Rose, who was unseated by Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, in 2020, announced Monday he would run for Congress again in the same congressional district. "I'm running for Congress in #NY11 because I can't sit by while Republicans tear us apart just to hold on to power. The America we believe in is possible, one that is safe, affordable and fair. All we need are leaders willing to risk it all to fight for it," Rose said on social media. Rose, who voted to impeach former President Donald Trump, was one of the 13 House Democrats who Republicans unseated last year. Trump won by more than 6% during the 2016 presidential election in the district. Democrats then managed to flip the seat during the 2018 midterm elections, before it went for Trump again in 2020 by roughly 10% when Malliotakis won. Malliotakis's victory at the time was a referendum on Democrat incumbents across the country after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, bragged in August of 2020 that Democrats would expand their House majority by double digits. Reportedly, Rose has been planning a rematch for some time. In September, a report showed the former congressman would be preparing a rematch against Malliotakis. The report noted Rose was speaking to donors and hiring campaign staff. In 2020, while Rose was slipping in the polls, he had a meltdown and faced backlash after cursing at a constituent outside a Staten Island grocery store during a disagreement. "Sir, I thought you were out of your fucking mind, by the way. So don't worry," Rose was heard saying to a man in a video. Malliotakis is not currently facing any challengers and has over $1,100,000 cash on hand. However, Malliotakis was also one of the Republicans who helped the Democrats pass the $1.2 trillion infrastructure package. There were 13 House Republicans who voted for the $1.2 trillion so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill, which allowed it to pass with a 228-206 margin, also meaning not every Democrat voted for the bill. The Republicans' vote allowed the more far-left members of the Democrat Party to vote against the bill, such as the so-called squad members. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.